Former State Senator Georgia Powers was the first African-American and the first woman to serve in the Kentucky Senate. She was elected in Jefferson County's 33rd District in 1967. Author and University of Kentucky professor Ann Onkulaje is the most recent author to write a book about Powers. WFPL spoke with both to revisit the rise of an advocate-turned-legislator during a pivotal time in American history. And the story begins right down the street from WFPL's studios.
We're walking north on 4th Street, on the east side of the street, towards the marker. And the marker is the 50th anniversary of the protesting of public accommodations set by the local branch NAACP. And it's called the Champion to End Racial Segregation in Louisville. And it's a great marker.
My name is Dr. Ann Onyekolaje. I'm a professor of sociology at Western Kentucky University, located in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Georgia Powers was the first woman elected to the state senate, Kentucky State Senate, and she was elected in 1967. And arguably, I would say she became a potential force in the organization of Kentucky. And she rode into her 21 years of service with a belief that good policy is good politics.
There were a lot of people who did not know me outside of that particular arena, and when I announced in 1967, it was quite a shock to many people, some African Americans. And there were a few African Americans who felt like I should have come to them. They had been involved in low-level politics, and asked them if it was okay for me to run. Well, that was not my style, you know, to ask somebody if I can do something, if I plan to do it.
It was the first visit. It was raining, and I was 2 hours late, and she had waited for my time, and I knew within my heart that she had something of value to tell me and to share with me. And we talked that very first hour about so many things. She was a voice.
It was well known that I was an advocate for black people and for children, and for handicapped, disabled, because of the legislation that I produced while I was there. And I think there's about 75 laws that were on the books right today that I sponsored and co-sponsored.
I was touched that she had removed herself of any stereotypes, any labels, and was just out there doing something that she felt was necessary for a better Kentucky.
I just not want to be labeled anything but what I was, and that was an advocate for humanity, for women, for children, for African Americans, for disabled, for those who had no voice in making policy decisions for themselves. All I wanted to be was an advocate for these areas of people.
She believes that we are a country that is well divided. And we really don't have to be divided.
When I was in the legislature, we were able, although we were different parties, but we were both parties could come together and compromise on issues that were helpful to Kentucky and to the country. But today, it seems like there's such a division that no side wants to get together and compromise and come up with a solution.
Yesterday she said she traveled and she was out and about doing things in the community, but today was just a rest day, and she said resting was writing. I didn't ask her what she was writing, but she said it was writing. I know that when I was at her home, there was always a table of papers and newspapers and books.
It's just fortunate that I live alone, and I just push them to the side and make a path. But when I was in the Senate, I had someone to help me with this. But now I'm having to be the secretary and everything, and it's not easy. So sometimes I have to take a day just to get organized too. I get so many requests to help people. It's just impossible for me to do it. But to be honest with you, people won't let me stop.
She believes that, you know, our better days are yet ahead. And she believes that it takes commitment to want to have a better world, a better society.
I just can't help myself. You know, and the strangest thing, I was like that when I was young, when I was in my teens. I felt like I would not live long enough to do all the things in my mind that I wanted to do in my life. And it's always been that way. I have to keep doing, doing, and doing. Like, I'm running out of time, but I've been here much longer than I ever anticipated I'd be here. And I'm not telling you my age, but I've been here quite a while.
That was former Kentucky State Senator Georgia Powers and author Ann Onyekulajay. The story was produced by WFPL's Devin Katayama. You can hear it again at our website, WFPL.org.